We're going to get started this morning, and this intimidating group of men behind me is going to open our service with a song this morning. Let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll hear from these men, and then we'll open singing the song, He Paid It All. Or they're going to sing opening, He Paid It All. We're going to sing Give Out the Good News today. Father, thank you for your mercy in our lives, your grace, the love that you display to us. And we thank you that you have brought us together this morning with the common thought and goal of worshiping our Savior and praising you for saving us, for working in us, and for the mission that you have called us to now. And you've left us on this earth to glorify you with our lives and to win others to you and bring them to the knowledge of the gospel that only you can save. And so we pray that we would do that this morning, that we, in our hearts we would be grateful, in our minds we would be sincere, and that we would open our eyes through your Spirit to your word, that we would learn from it this morning. May the songs that we sing, the prayers that we pray, be in tune with you. And we ask that it would all be done for your glory and for your honor. And we pray this in your precious name. Amen.
The debt that I owed was much greater than I could have hoped to pay. But God made provision by the blood of His Son. A price for my sin was paid.
Stand with us. Let's sing together. Give out the good news.
God has told us in His Word of Jesus' power to save from sin. We must tell this news to all. Every precious soul to win. Give out the good news to someone today. Tell them of Jesus, the truth and the way. He conquered the grave that all could be saved. So give out the good news today. Take the news to every land, for every person must be told. Never stopping, pressing on, till they're safe within the fold. Give out the good news to someone today. Tell them of Jesus, the truth and the way. He conquer the grave, that all could be saved. So give out the good news today. When we stand before God's throne to give account for deeds we've done, will there be some there with you that you brought to God's dear Son? Give out the good news to someone today. Tell them of Jesus, the truth and the way. He conquered the grave that all could be saved. So give out the good news today.
And you may be seated this morning, and we're going to jump right into a number of things today. We have some guests, as you may have seen, out in the hallway, some missionaries with us today, and we're grateful to have them. I'm going to let them come introduce themselves in just a moment. Let me give you a couple announcements for this week before I forget. The ladies' meeting is this Tuesday, Ladies' Fellowship Tuesday evening at 6:30 down in the gym, and so I hope you'll plan to be a part of that. We have a missionary guest speaker for that evening. We're excited about it. And then this Saturday, the 27th, we have a men's prayer breakfast at 9 o'clock in the morning. That'll be down in the gymnasium as well. And then next Sunday, after the morning service, or during the morning service, we'll be having the Lord's Supper. So I hope you'll plan to be a part of each of those events and each of those things coming up very soon. I'm going to ask, I almost called you Caleb, that's his brother. I was just with his brother a few weeks ago at a youth meeting and a youth rally, but this is Andrew Canavan, and you may recognize him a little bit. It's been a while since he's been here. We support his dad as a missionary in Ireland, grew up on the field that he's now headed to, and was here as a child, I guess, and coming through and furloughs and different things and deputation at times. And so we're excited to have them here today. I'm going to let him introduce himself and his wife and introduce the field that they're going to, and then he has a video presentation for us this morning.
Top of the morning to you. My name is Andrew Canavan, and my beautiful wife, Sean, and we are so grateful to be with you. I think the last time I was here in this auditorium, I was competing in ODAX. And so many, some good memories, some not so good, but great to be back. And I hope you had a wonderful Patrick's Day this last Wednesday. And if you're looking for proof of the luck of the Irish, you have it here this morning, and that is me being married to my beautiful wife, Sean. We've been married just a year and a half. I started deputation single, and I feel like the opposite of Naomi. I went out single, and now we're finishing deputation, Lord willing. I'm married, and also baby Canavan, Lord willing, coming in July. And so God has been so good, and we are just about 80%, 82% actually, and just a little bit about Ireland. Of course, I'm a triplet. I have a brother and sister my same age, except for they're not my same age. I am the oldest, and so I just feel that's important to mention, and had the privilege of growing up in Ireland as a missionary kid. My parents went to Ireland, to Dublin. They're still there. When we were 7 years old, and we loved being missionary kids. Lord, I'll go anywhere except Ireland. And the reason for that is not because I don't love Ireland. In fact, if you had to choose a beautiful and a pleasant mission field, Ireland would have to be at the top of the list, I think. So Ireland is, the people are so friendly. Our slogan is Cead Mill Foucha, which is 100,000 welcomes. And so the Irish are much nicer than our British brothers and sisters, I think. And so they'll love you if you come visit. But when it comes to spiritual things, the Irish are very cold. And, you know, they're famous for the Catholics versus the Protestants. So in many senses, they've had their fill of religion. And so I saw my parents persevere, but my idea of exciting missions was not Ireland. And so it was really in Bible college, as I was preparing for missions, without a mission field, I surrendered to the Lord again and again. Where would you have me to go? And God brought me continually back to returning to Ireland. And I really believe that now is a unique opportunity for missions in Ireland. When we would knock on doors, we knocked on tens of thousands of doors in Dublin, and we invariably got the same response, "No thanks, I'm Catholic." And Ireland was very Catholic, and when we became a country in 1922, they clung to the Roman Catholicism, if for no other reason than we're not British and we're not Protestant. And so as Ireland was formed, the Catholic Church really ruled Ireland. All the way up through this last decade, a divorce was illegal, abortion was illegal, even blasphemy was illegal. And so the Catholic Church really forced their morality on the Irish people. And in a sense, they were okay with that. We're Catholic, proud to be Catholic. So as the rest of the world through the 70s, 80s, and 90s become secular, Ireland was isolated from that in many senses. The clerical abuse scandals have absolutely shaken Ireland at its core. 1994 to 2009, they were released. And unique about Ireland was that the failure of separation in church and state, so the Catholic Church forced their morality on the Irish people, and they were the biggest hypocrites of all. That's created a bitterness, and also it was just so endemic in Ireland. And so what's unique is that 20 years ago, we would knock on doors, no thanks, I'm Catholic. We could not have conversation. They were opposed. But now they're really becoming an agnostic, atheistic country. And so what I think is unique about that is it's recent and it's drastic. You'll see some statistics in the video. But what's the positive is that people are changing their minds. And they're asking questions. And I really believe we have an opportunity to show them that what they were following is nowhere found in the scripture. Salvation is through Christ alone. So we're grateful to be back to Ireland. Lord willing, we'll be on the field in October. And we're praying about starting a church on the West Coast. My parents are in Dublin. Currently, we have 18 Irish pastors, American missionaries, independent Baptists that we work with. And up north of Limerick, there's no independent Baptist church on the western coast. So that's our burden. We're praying about Galway, the fourth largest city. And thank you, Pastor Sumter, for having us. We're so grateful to be here this morning.
Granted me so much grace that through me many people would be reborn in God. Known as a land of saints and scholars, Ireland is rich in religious tradition and conflict. And while all would know of Jesus Christ, so few have heard the transforming message of the gospel. We are the Canavans, and God has called Sean and me to be church planting missionaries in the country of Ireland.
Famous for its rugged landscapes and breathtaking beauty, the true gem of the Emerald Isle is its people. Known as the land of 100,000 welcomes, the Irish people are very kind, very caring, but in tremendous need of the gospel.
We believe now is a unique opportunity for gospel work. Because Ireland is in the midst of unprecedented change. Once very Catholic, many Irish have rejected the church. The endemic scandals of abuse and then cover-up by its clergy have appalled them. Ireland is now the first country in the world to legalize gay marriage by popular vote. And in May of 2018, they voted to legalize abortion by an overwhelming majority. As people begin to question, what is truth? They see it is not in the Roman Catholic Church. Neither is it in the godless, alternative secularism. We have an opportunity to show them truth is found in the person of Jesus Christ.
Growing up in Ireland as a missionary kid, for me, Ireland is home.
I am so grateful for parents who have faithfully served and continue to serve in Southeast Dublin in the planting of Hope Baptist Church. I accepted Christ as my Savior at the age of 5, and at the age of 14, I surrendered my life to the Lord. God clearly called me to missions. Growing up here allowed me to see Irish culture and to understand the unique needs of establishing a church in Ireland.
I was not raised in a Christian home, but our family dramatically changed when someone handed my mom a gospel tract. I personally trusted Christ as a teenager and then dedicated my life to the Lord a short time later. For the last several years, I have served as a Christian school teacher. I've also worked with children and teens in my church's bus and weekly visitation ministries. I'm amazed to see how God has prepared me through previous ministry to partner with Andrew in his ministry.
During the last 4 years, I was able to return to Ireland and serve in the ministry with my father. Our church had a vision for reaching children and young people. When I returned, God enabled us to begin a weekly children's Bible club and also to establish a teen outreach. We struggled at first, but as we continued, God worked. It has been thrilling to see children saved, teenagers truly converted, and even families transformed by the power of the gospel.
Hi, I'm Pastor Mike Edwards, founding pastor and pastor emeritus of Heritage Baptist Church in Woodbridge, Virginia. It's my absolute pleasure to welcome to you Andrew and Sean Canavan. Andrew and Sean are missionaries called of God to go to the land of Ireland, and I believe they're going to do an excellent work there. Andrew, for most of his formative years, was raised in Ireland. His mother and father, Dan and Beth Canavan, are missionaries there called out of Heritage Baptist Church. And so it's really a privilege to not only be sending mother and father, but also now son and wife to Ireland. Andrew's had great experience working in Ireland. For the last several years before deputation, he has been an assistant pastor to his father. He has done a marvelous work in the music ministry, the preaching ministry, the teen ministry. He is well-versed in ministry in Ireland because he knows so well the culture. Sean is an experienced Christian school teacher, a wonderful heart and servant of the Lord. And I can't think of a couple that would be a wiser investment for your mission's dollars than Andrew and Sean to the nation of Ireland. God bless you as you consider them for support.
Looking back to Ireland's past, prior to its Romanization, men such as Patrick and Brendan came to Ireland and brought a simple, Christ-centered gospel. What they witnessed was remarkable. A heathen nation was transformed to a center for gospel work, and churches were established. Could that be done today? Yes. If gospel laborers will come and diligently labor and then persevere in the work God has given them, trusting that God will bring an abundant harvest.
Psalm 126 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him."
Our passion is to establish truly indigenous Baptist churches in the country of Ireland. Ireland is in great need of the gospel and sound Bible-preaching churches. We covet your prayers and your consideration as we follow Christ into his harvest.
That you're excited as you see the work that God is going to do there. I'm excited to see what God's going to do through Andrew and Sean both. We're going to take a few minutes and spend time praying like we typically do on a Sunday morning. I'll give you some prayer requests, but I want us this morning to pray especially for and pray over this couple. They are getting close to time here. October may sound like a long way away, but with a baby on the way and a number of things to do, I'm sure that's going to come very quickly, and so we're excited for you, excited for your family, and we're excited to be a part of that. I'm going to be meeting with the officers in the next few weeks, and some updates that we'd like to do to some of our missionaries. We have some that have retired, and we've been looking at our support from the last year, so I'm going to make some suggestions. I'm going to suggest that we take them on for support, and we'll be voting on that hopefully in the next few weeks, and we'll let you know. It just depends on if they like you in the next few minutes or not, but I think you'll be okay. But I'm excited to be a part of their ministry there in Ireland. I hope that you are as well. Andrew's going to play the piano for us in just a moment. And while he does, like we do each week, if you would spend some time praying over some of the prayer requests of our church, and then again, specifically for this couple. We've been praying for the last few weeks about our ministry as a church and about our outreach as a church into our local community and into the world. We're trying to reach out into our community. We have Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday coming up, and we want to be inviting folks, telling folks about what it means that Christ rose again for us, and that's how we can reach our community. And this is a way, another way that we can reach the world, is by helping and partnering with them financially, but also in prayer. And so we're excited about that. Before I failed to mention, we are going to be taking a love offering for the Canavans today to just help support them as they travel and raise support. And so if you'd like to give, you can do that at the box in the foyer. You can also still do that online. If you have your phone, you can do that there. You go to the Faith Promise on the giving section, go to Faith Promise, choose special, and then just put Canavan, and we'll make sure that all of those gifts go to them to help them in their ministry at the moment. So I hope that you'll plan to be a blessing to them as well. Now, let me give you a couple prayer requests before we do spend time in prayer. We've been praying for a couple months now for Bill Gooding, who's been in the hospital, and we're praising the Lord. He's been moved from the VA hospital to Vibra Hospital in Richmond. I guess that's how you say it, Vibra Hospital. Did I get it right? Vibra Hospital in Richmond. And he had not really been able to see anyone, but now some of the family's being able to go in and see, and some visitors. And he gets one visitor a day. And so if you'd like to see him at some point, you can check with Linda. She's scheduling those visits, and I'm sure she's going to schedule a few for herself and along the way. So if that is something that you're interested in, you can see myself or contact Linda as well. But we're praising the Lord for that, still working him through all that, hoping him to get him into rehab and see the Lord work in his life physically. And then we've been praying for Alita Harris, and we're praising the Lord this morning. We've been praying for her ability to have a heart transplant, and they were able to find one and that matched. And last night, about 10 o'clock, late in the night last night, they went through with the heart transplant surgery. So we're praising the Lord for that. Doctors have said the next 72 hours are very crucial. So we want to continue to pray for Alita Harris and for Bill Gooding both. And then praising the Lord for what he's doing here in our ministry. And we're praying for this couple this morning as well. Andrew's going to play. Father, thank you for this opportunity that we have to share this morning with two people that are burdened to take your word, to take the gospel to a group of people in a place that seems far away. But we know that this morning that all humans are made in your image. Every person that has ever been born to this world was created in your likeness, but we know that sin mars that. It changes it, and it estranges us. It makes us far away from you. And we praise you this morning that those that are gathered here and those that call themselves Christians, us that we have that received the gospel, that you have worked in us, that you have changed us, that you have saved us from our sin and worked in us. And now we pray that we would be effective for you, that you would use us to bring others to know that same change that the gospel can bring in hearts and lives. I pray for Andrew and Sean specifically as they get ready to head over to a new area of the world for us, but one that he's familiar with. And I pray that they would be effective. I pray that that you would give them all that they need physically. I pray that you give them great favor with the people and the community into which they move, and that you give them great grace as they start to minister for you. And we praise you for it. I thank you for this church. I thank you for each one that is gathered this morning, whether it's here in person, those that are gathered with us and watching online. I ask that you would give special blessing to each one this morning as we hear from your word in a moment. May you continue to burden our hearts for your mission for us in this world. You did not save us to leave us for ourselves. You saved us and left us here to serve you. And so we ask that you would burden our hearts, that you would increase our yearning and our longing to see others reconciled to you. And we praise you for the opportunity that you have given us to do just that. I pray that you bless our service this morning. Be with the Spanish ministry as they are down in the other building, and we'll be meeting here in a few moments. Our children's ministries tonight, our kids' clubs, and adult Bible classes, that everything that is done would not just be done to have a time together, but it would be done to glorify you, that our fellowship would magnify your name, that our learning, that our studying would magnify your glory in our minds and hearts. And we pray this in your precious name. Amen.
Stand with us. Please listen to one more song, Jesus Saved.
Strive.
saves, Jesus saves.
And be seated this morning, and Andrew and Sean are going to come and sing a song for us this morning before Andrew comes and he preaches. And as a church, we enjoy having missionaries come and present and sing and minister, but I'm always encouraged, and we've mentioned it often, that we like to hear our missionaries preach and hear how they handle the Word of God, and I know that you're going to be blessed by it this morning, so I hope that you'll open your minds and hearts and ask the Lord's Spirit to teach us this morning. I've been encouraged by having him here this morning. I hope that you have as well, and I hope that you'll enjoy this song, and then right after they sing, Andrew's going to come preach for us.
There is peace and contentment in the Father's house today. Lots of food on his table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush calms the singing as the Father sadly cries. My house is full, but the field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but so few want to work in my field. So few want to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through children.